I was doing a thing with it.
You're like,
oh, whoops. Hello. Oh,
hi, everybody. Sorry, Andy. I thought you said like, I need a life.
Get a life.
I can turn this podcast right around.
Sorry, Dad.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. Welcome to Crippled System, episode 16, I think we decided
it on? Is 16.
Okay, 16. I'm Jackie. I play Signar again.
Amanda Convergence.
I'm Celeste. I play Circle.
That was like the shortest intro ever.
I know.
How do we fuck this up all the time?
That's a good question.
I'm going to blame Danielle and Casey.
Okay, oh, I guess. No? Yeah, because they're not here. So
we can probably just blame Casey.
That seems reasonable.
She's hiking today.
Oh.
Yeah,
this is
in this weather.
Day to hike.
Yeah, I know.
Shitty day to hike.
Yeah, we for listeners, it's about 50, 45.
45.
Yeah, it's not quite 40.
Is she hiking with John?
Probably. I know that we were going to play Pokemon Go yesterday. So she double booked herself all weekend.
Are people still playing that?
Yes.
Why?
It's enjoyable.
It's still fun.
The tracking's like dead though.
Yeah, that you know why they really they shoot themselves in the foot with that.
I think it was
would have kept going for a lot longer if they hadn't just ruined it.
They needed to figure out their server issues.
They need to figure out a lot of issues. Yeah. But we were gonna do Pokemoning yesterday, and then Casey had to work both jobs, and then podcasting today, and they were going hiking today. So.
Gotcha.
Casey's poor at planning.
She needs to get that Google Calendar going, you know.
And what's Danielle doing? Do we know?
Mold removal. They found out where the leak was in their homestead, they have the depressing reality of the leak is near where their internet is all set up, like their cable.
Oh, fuck.
And so
worst weekend ever.
Yeah.
That does not sound fun.
I feel really bad
for
them.
At that point, just hire somebody and go camp out at a friend's house. Yeah. Can I internet at your house?
Yep.
That's what we'd do.
Casey's horse had its baby last week.
Danielle's horse.
That's what I meant. Danielle's horse.
They named it Bucky.
He's pretty adorable.
I don't know what kind of horse that is. She was explaining what was the weekend before last, where she was explaining the male horse. I don't know horse terminology.
Stud, the stallion,
was a very specific type of horse, and the mare was a very specific type of horse. And she was talking about the type of horse that she wanted as the outcome, and.
They didn't get that, I don't think.
We were very much just like, you want a brown horse.
Yeah. In Baraboo at the tournament, we were like, oh, a brown one.
Yes.
That's what we want. You're hoping for a brown horse. And then there was this guy who was there who was like, oh, yeah, the fluff, fluff, fluff.
It was Jorge.
Was it? No, there was the other dude.
No, he made it. Maybe it was Jim. It might have been Jim. I don't think you know Jim very well.
No, but I met him for the first time officially at the Bear Booth tournament.
Are Jim in Madison here? Or?
No.
Okay, yeah, he rage quit. Okay.
That's unfortunate.
He rage quit every couple months. So he'll play a couple games here and there. He's like, I don't like Brian. Geesey, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where he plays a couple games and pretends to play, and then he just kind of rage quits for a little while.
He doesn't rage quit.
He doesn't drone on about it for
games.
Fair. No,
which
I
is
know
going to be the topic of so much of our conversation.
Yeah,
droning on for days, yeah.
And not letting things go and being whiny babies.
That's all I want to talk about today.
Somebody wants to know what your model is that you're doing the flash on. Slow.
Oh, hey. I got, my birthday was on Thursday. And I got the Storm Raptor. Can't really show you without spilling all my stuff, but I got the Storm Raptor from my future in-laws because they love me and I'm the best thing that's ever happened to them. And so I got the Storm Raptor and I am just getting it all prepped and taking off the flash here today. So here's a wing.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 32. It's not exciting, really.
After like 10, it's not exciting anymore.
I was super excited for 30 because, like, they always say, like, the 30s are, like, the best years for most women. Like, when they look back, they say 30s and 40s.
Really?
Are, like, the happiest years of their lives.
Huh.
And my life prior to, like, last Wednesday was just shit from birth. It was, like, birth until last Wednesday. My life was just shit. So I was looking forward to 30. And 30's been pretty good. So, but now it's, like, 32 is not exciting anymore.
That's not funny. Which Space Marine chapter is that from?
I don't understand that joke.
It's 40K. It's not. Bad joke.
I flip off whoever that is. Who is that?
Link dead.
We should really know our regulars by now.
Yeah, I don't know. either of those people, unfortunately.
They both here regularly.
Is yeah. here? Yeah, both of them are here regularly.
Is someone saying it's not
Introduce
loading?
Introduce yourselves, please. We need to learn who our regulars are. Tell us your name and what faction you play and an interesting fact about yourself.
Name, go. Ranks, and serial numbers. Come on.
So this is an audio podcast?
Yeah, we got that. It's also a live podcast.
Now we're just going to sit here quietly until they respond.
Yeah.
we'll move on to announcements. It's
saying,
okay.
I'm not saying that they're important people, but there's...
Andy's saying you're not important.
Andy, we think you're important, mm-hmm. people whose name we have not yet learned.
Announcements. Yeah, do we have announcements?
There is a tournament in Milwaukee on May the 15th. I can probably verify that. It is at the Games Universe location in Franklin. So it is a new location. It is the first time we're having a tournament for all the Milwaukee players. It's Saturday, May 13th.
Okay.
It's the first time that we're doing a tournament at this Games Universe location in Franklin. So it's a big space, so we'll hopefully be able to have lots of tables there. Matt Wonky is the one who is running it. I don't know all of the details, but you can find it on Facebook, I believe. And that's May the 13th. And then we have the Frankenstein event.
That's in June, right, Andy?
Yeah, June 7th.
MomCon's coming up?
June 2nd.
Yep, MomCon's coming up. That's in
June 24th.
End of May, I believe.
Yep, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yes.
So if anyone wants to go to Iowa...
It's very exciting Memorial Day weekend, guys. Go to Des Moines.
or as it's actually known, MuseonCon. But
yeah.
MomCon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Des Moines.
Yes, Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah. It's where you can go spend your Memorial Day. Other than that, I don't think there's a whole lot going on.
No, not yet. Lock and Load's coming up in a couple months, but that's a little ways out. Yeah, it's usually the first weekend of June, but I think they changed
like
the date this
June
time.
This year.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's July now.
What?
I thought.
Are you going, Andy?
Meh.
Oh, okay.
Make perfect audio. Shrugging my shoulders.
Yeah, Andy shrugged for those of you who are listening and not watching.
He's so good at this audio thing, especially after getting on our case about not knowing our regulars.
Right.
Well, I mean,
he grunted
you know
a little bit.
Regulars. It doesn't carry over very well.
We'll read it. It's okay.
And then also we're still talking about doing some sort of Lost Aspect event, but there's nothing more has developed.
Yeah,
no, I think we're planning
we'll
on doing
to play
it later.
On that for a while.
We'll keep,
yeah.
you in that. We'll keep you in the loop.
Eventually. It'll be a thing someday. Maybe.
Oh, it will be a thing.
Celeste has declared it so.
Yes, it will be.
We had a great story about getting our shit together. It was out at the bar.
Wait,
Friday night. About me getting my shit together.
Okay.
I was like, that's not happening.
we were out drinking. Danielle.
This is always a good start to getting your shit together drinking.
Danielle, other Andy, and George or Jorge and myself had all left.
Who's other Andy?
One of the Baraboo players.
Oh, okay.
My hand green. We left War Machine Friday night early and just went over to the bar. We weren't playing anyway.
Yeah.
And George had learned that I was younger than him and informed me that he thought I was older than him. He is 31, by the way.
Jorge?
Yeah, Jorge. And I was a little disappointed, but then when he explained his reasoning, he said it's because I have my shit together.
Oh.
And I don't think I have ever laughed that hard ever about anything.
Even those of us who objectively do have their shit together never feel like they have their shit together. No. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Also, it's easier to look like you have your shit together when you don't have children. Like,
yes.
As an observation, just because you have more control over your
there's
life.
There's less chaos.
Versus a tiny thing that controls everything you do.
That's fair.
So it's easier to be perceived as having your shit together.
Yep. Turns out not having turds in your laundry basket, that's a thing.
You never had a random turd in your laundry basket.
Not unless you got way too drunk the previous day.
You have probably never gone into a room to find shit smeared all over the walls.
Yep. painting.
I mean, I've been there in my life before because I have younger siblings that I'm much older than, but...
Though, to be fair, I had been through that when I was working in a nursing home. The shit smeared on the walls, that, painting.
But
thing.
That was not your home.
No, you that got dude got so leave. Mad when we took it away from him, though. It was his artwork, and he was very upset.
Nadine did it twice when she was in her crib, and it was all over the crib and all over her body and all over the walls.
No, thank you.
It was terrible. It was really bad, guys. Parenting.
See, yeah. I'm lucky. We're potty training Aurora right now, and she'll just go in the empty laundry hamper, and then she'll come get me and say, "Mama, poop." Like it's just
but
right
she's
there.
So excited
yeah,
she's
tell very
you that
happy about that. She just goes.
Isn't that what you're training her to do?
Poop? I mean, kinda. I prefer it in somewhere other than the laundry hamper, but.
Be lucky that you don't have a Roomba. As well.
Yeah.
have you heard about the
first I've seen pictures where the Roomba just rolls over it and then just takes it right off with it. All over the
room. Spins too.
Yeah, and then you flip it over and it's like caked into the wheels of the Roomba.
No, thank you. I want a Roomba. I think that would be fun. Yeah. I don't have children or
pets.
Although I will say Aurora is terrified of the vacuum, so a Roomba would be hilarious.
She just run around
and
like screaming.
Well, she's just learned the word scared, and she'll like she'll even just look at it when it's not plugged in, and she'll just like burst in tears.
Aww,
like
it's
loud.
It is.
Vacuums are interesting.
Vacuums are scary.
My
dude.
Dog is also scared of the vacuum.
But not your child.
Yeah, I mean, Nadine's six. She's past the scared of the vacuum phase.
Andy, give us our chat back.
You broke it. It's okay.
I think that's all the announcements that there are.
There's not a whole lot going on.
No,
not really
right now.
So I guess we should probably dive into our topics then.
Yeah.
Should we start with internet whining or should we, what was the other thing we were
I think
about?
It was
it's all internet whining. It's all internet
the CID
whining.
CID and internet whining.
So this is
going
to be, this is going to be a great topic for everybody to listen to.
Actually, before we move
us
into
us whining
that.
About internet whining. Yeah.
We're whining on the internet about internet whining.
That's true.
I think actually we should talk about the fact that our 1 year, this is our first podcast after we've been podcasting for a year.
We've been podcasting for a year. Wait, is that officially as Lost Aspect, or is that the two that we did before?
That is including the two that we did before.
Okay. But we're probably pretty close to one full year as Lost Aspect.
Yeah, because I think we only did two episodes.
We only did two, and they were pretty close right together.
So congratulations. Yay, us.
Yes.
We should do a thing. You guys should celebrate with us.
We should have planned this better.
We should.
Let's plan something for next
planning's
time.
Planning's really not our thing. We fit into the cripple system well this way.
Just roll with it.
Yep.
No, I think it would be nice if all five of us were here to do something.
Yeah, I agree.
But with life being...
Birthday cake.
With life being birthday cake?
No, like, that's what we should do. We should have birthday cake.
I have banana bread in the car.
I have 3 donuts downstairs.
Yeah,
but they're chocolate
donuts.
Oh,
my brother's fiance was really disappointed because I haven't been over when she made banana bread. Mm. She made a shit ton of banana bread, and when I went over there, my brother was like, "Just please take it." I was like, "Okay."
Stick it in the freezer. Yeah, it keeps forever in there.
So do bananas.
I was so excited. We got a chest freezer, and we have a quarter of a fucking cow in there now.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's like food forever.
Yeah, it is. And it's like delicious food forever. We've got everything from the filet mignon all the way down to just ground beef. Like it's pretty glorious.
It's a good deal. I've always wanted to do that, but I don't have the freezer to do that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we had to get the freezer too, but it was worth it. Also
so
holds a lot of frozen pizza.
Where do we want to start?
Well, I think we should start with the CID.
Yeah, let's start with
the
update from the CID.
And let people know what's going on
next...
before we talk about why people are whining about what's going on.
So I finally read the Steamroller packet.
Okay.
Finally. I finally gained access to the CID forums.
I actually really
also.
Like it, to be honest with you. I think that they are using the Steamroller to address a lot of the problems that are coming with Mark III, and they're kind of being proactive is not the right word because it's been over a year, I guess, but,
it's been less than a year since Mark III.
Has it been less than a year since
it
Mark III?
It came out last June.
Yeah, it's been it's pretty close to a year.
Okay, I thought it was a little bit more than a year.
It was last June, so
tomorrow
it's
is May.
Yeah, so
okay,
almost
so it's almost
So tomorrow is May.
And there have been we've all seen some of the problems that have come with Mark III and the changes just between the pre-measuring. If you've got a 16-inch threat range, you stay 16 in a inches and a millimeter extra away, so that you're out of their shooting range or whatever. things that like that.
Pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't think that we probably need to define what the CID is, but we could, just so that everybody knows if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, the community integrated development.
Haven't heard about it. Where have you been?
The CID was sort of there, was Privateer Press's sort of way of dealing with that. You know, mm-hmm. the biggest complaints that came out of Mark III's launch was
3 years of playtesting.
It felt like it was three years
of playtesting.
Jason Souls needs a fucking PR person.
We can go there later.
The fucking worst, and he needs a PR person because he's terrible every time he opens his Twitter. He's like Donald. He's like the Donald Trump of the gaming world. Everything he says is shit.
When Mark III was launched, the biggest complaints were that it didn't feel like it was adequately playtested, and they didn't understand, and players didn't understand why Privateer Press didn't reach out to the player base to have them help and give feedback, because they wanted...
I'm gonna interrupt. Wasn't there something where they said, like, certain people had playtested too, and those people were like, what are you talking about?
Yep. They did
have playtesters. I knew a couple of them,
That they named certain people, and then those people were like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter anymore. Those were the complaints people had about when Mark III was launched, and so they... The CID is a direct response to that. That was Privateer Press's way of saying, okay, well, what we did for Mark III didn't make people happy, so going forward with any changes we make, let's try this other thing. And they came up with the CID, which is Community Integrated Development.
Yep.
And it's basically, they take something that they're doing and they set we should just count how many times you drop it.
My leggings are too slick. Normally if I have jeans on, it just sits
problem. I'm totally going to
rub my legs.
Andy's
very grumpy today.
So the CID is basically they take a 4-week run of something that they're trying to figure out how to word the rule. They start on week one. They say, here's a rule. Here's one way to word it. Play it at like it is and let us know. Give us feedback.
It's not just wording, though. I think like stats too, because right now they're doing like the Battle Engine CID where those really, it's not just wording. Like they might up boxes,
change the boxes,
or stats.
Yep. The first big thing was Grimkin. Yep. Grimkin's
what we were thinking about doing. Test it for a week. Play it as many times as you can. Here's a forum where you can come in and you can leave us feedback.
Here's a forum where you can come in and leave us feedback, by the way.
We're going to come back to this later. Here's a forum where you can come in and give us feedback. And then after week one, we're going to take all of the feedback you give us. And then for week two, we might make a few adjustments. And then we're going to try it again in week two. And it's a 4-week thing. So they did it first with Grimkin.
Yep. Right now they're doing Steamroller was week one. And then when they moved into Steamroller week two, they introduced the Battle Engine CID. So we've got those two going on right now.
Simultaneously. It started with Grimkin, and it was relatively successful, for the most part.
I don't think a lot of people playtested Grimkin. I mean, there was some, but I don't think were...
It's kind of hard to playtest with all proxies.
Yeah.
Vassal, I know Keith and Pat Dunford and a couple of other people were playtesting it using Vassal, and that actually worked out pretty well, because you can label each different proxy base in Vassal.
Honestly, I feel like part of the reason why the Grimkin one was as non-controversial as it was is because there were so few people playing it. The people playing it were playing it because they wanted to give feedback.
Yeah.
You know, it was,
or because they wanted to learn what it was going
to
do,
learn
so
it,
they could know for competition
it
later.
It worked the way that it was supposed to work, as far as that goes. And then when the Steamroller 2017 CID launched, it sort of everything blew up into chaos. And it started with... Does anybody... What was the exact wording of week one's proxy?
I don't remember what it was specifically.
Week one was, you can only use one measuring tool
on the table, specifically, at a time.
Let's be clear when we're talking about this. The first thing that we're talking about is the pre-measuring drama. Mm-hmm. Because there is significantly more drama
there's
that's
a change.org petition right now. Okay.
Again, which is why we're having
it's
this
one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen.
Oh,
but it's
pre-measuring,
there.
Technically, pre-measuring in and of itself has not been altered. As far as the core idea of you're allowed to measure with your tape measure
any distance
at any time for any reason. That is still a part that hasn't been touched.
I would argue that that's really gentle. It's not any distance at any time for any reason. They made it pretty clear that it is a single distance at a specific instance, so
but you can do that whenever.
Yes,
it's no longer just during just the control.
But yeah. You actually do have to. So
you can't just wave your tape measure around.
Just
no
whip it around. Smack a few people across the face with it.
It's just a giant penis problem. Just wave it around whenever you want.
Just look at how big my tape measure is.
Just slap it right on the table.
16 inches. So, the issue was with the proxies. They said you could only, for week one, it was you could only have one proxy device, one tool, measuring tool, on the table at any given time. So you can't, and this was because of a thing that I didn't realize was happening, which I've heard two stories now of it happening. Both of them, I'm pretty sure, were from the same local player. But I didn't realize it was a problem, where people were predominantly Signar players. We're measuring out.
You have to be a little bit closer to the mic.
I'm usually loud enough that I don't have to be closer to the mic. Okay, so we're measuring out like their entire turn several times in several different ways before they committing to any and
it wasn't
putting
just
out proxies.
Signar players,
not
it's,
just Signar.
No, but the big. Like, I don't want to say proponents, but the when you see some of the whining, as I'm going to put it, Signar, Circle Red were like the bigger ones who were complaining a lot now, but also the ones who are utilizing that, but they have a faction that really lends to that.
Mm-hmm. Like, where you need to be able to say, if I end up here, and then this guy comes in here, will I have a spray here? You know, that's very complex, which is true about Circle. A lot of times with Circle, my assassination runs are incredibly complex. Mm-hmm. And Signar, especially with some of the lists that are being developed right now, require a lot of, I need every movement
precision.
To end up
very
exactly
precise.
In the right place for this to be able to work. So that particular rule, the one proxy at a time, was Privateer Press trying to stop that excessive proxying.
I also want to point out that there have been instances of people doing that, but doing things where they would pre-measure movement for X model, whether it's like a jack or a unit, and then measure out where clouds would go or terrain would go or something. And then they would say, well, then they would move some things around, do some things. And the way that they were pre-measuring and doing certain movement was after they had altered the board state that wouldn't have allowed for that movement. But they would say things like, well, it's okay, I pre-measured.
No, that's just called cheating.
Yes, it is just called cheating. But that was like the stance that people had. I measured everything out before I did this.
That strikes me as a different problem from what Celeste is describing, though.
Those are two
separate issues. One is that somebody trying to be anal retentive and overplay their turn.
Yes.
The other one is somebody just straight up trying to cheat.
Correct. No, but those are two problems that we were facing that.
One of the arguments, just so that we present both sides equally, one of the arguments is that the point of that type of thing is that you are giving your opponent, if you're doing it right and not doing it to cheat, if you're not trying to cheat, then you do the measurement, you and your opponent agree, yes, I have this distance, this is where I could land.
Sure, and that's
and
the
then you go
of
back,
it.
And that way when you do it, you've declared your intent, your opponent has agreed that works, and then you go on.
It's not like back in Mark II where you can miss by 2 millimeters, and it would
it's
be very
meant
ambiguous.
To be it's meant to
but
be
that
a...
That feels so good, bad.
A like, longer...
I don't know.
Yeah, a longer way of declaring intent, which... I don't know if that's true in every meta, but like we declare intent a lot around here where it's like, I'm going here specifically so that I have line of sight to this dude.
Yeah.
And then your opponent is like, yeah, you're good. And then you agree, you know, and then you don't have to call
over
judges.
It's not just a casual game either. You do that in tournaments as well. It's just part of
as long as you and your opponent
agree.
I was going to say, I feel like there's a difference of doing that sort of movement to declare that you have things like line of sight or distance versus just like going in for it and then you arguing with your opponent for 20 minutes whether you have it or not.
Because
for
that totally happened in Mark II all the time.
Yep.
And that sucks.
It did suck.
So people freaked out about this one proxy rule and the internet exploded. And then that now we get into people whining. So
it went over and beyond, no, this is a terrible idea. Because I agree with them. It is. I think it is a terrible idea.
If somebody
wants to waste their entire death clock planning out their one turn because they're too anal to just do it, Go for it.
I think that it makes sense that they want to do something to stop that from happening, because that's not a fun.
No, it's a boring,
game. Terrible for game. For
that's
going to
make people leave if that's what they keep facing.
I guess I kind of feel like I've got War Room on my phone, so I'm just going to play on my phone until they're done doing their thing.
I'm just going to Facebook.
I think the problems were top of two. I plan out. I spend 45 minutes planning out, going back and remeasuring and remeasuring and figuring out exactly how I'm going to do this. It is top of two. I've spent 45 minutes plotting my turn, and then all of a sudden I assassinate you, and you're just like, great, this was 45 minutes of my life wasted, when if you were in a position where you weren't doing all of that ridiculous pre-measuring, your opponent is either going to get there quickly and kill you, or they're not going to get there on the turn. And that's a huge problem too, because I don't want to sit in that game.
Yeah.
Kindle app.
Yes, let me just read and waste my life and lose, because
sure. And I'm trying, I think a lot of us are trying to work to be more competitive, and so the last thing we want to do when we're trying to learn is be across the table from someone who's like, well, if I do this, then I could do this, and then let me take, you know,
yeah.
Like,
that's not sure fun. And I understand that's not a fun game to play. I guess in a tournament setting I care a lot less about that, because it's my experience has been somebody who spends 45 minutes laying out their turn, they're going to forget half. Themselves. They're going to forget half of what they did. And then they're going to clock themselves because they can't remember what they're activating.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah. So
week two has changed.
I just whipped the Kindle app and let them clock themselves. And
as it currently stands, the rule week two, I think, is a nice compromise.
Week two allows for pre-measuring a single measurement. And once it's been measured, I think they clarified it, like, if I'm activating a jack that is then going to spray, I can pre-measure the jack's movement, confirm that's where I'm moving. I can't measure the movement and then the spray distance in addition.
Yeah.
You do
the movement and then you do the spray.
Yep. And I like that. I still think it's really limiting, but I think it's giving a lot of, it's trying to find a balance between the two. I know that we talked about this in our group chat, and I think that all of us are very maybe on different pages when it comes to pre-measuring. I still don't like it.
Can I just clarify that we're talking about with widgets?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, widgets, so I can still...
No, you can't. You have to move the model before you can measure the spray distance.
So I can't use my tape measure even. Like, if I know that I move 8 and spray 6, I can't just measure 14.
Yep. What they're basically getting at, and maybe I misread this, but it basically seems like you can pre-measure a single measurement. Like, that's
with your tape measure. I thought we were only talking about, like, widgets and things on the board.
I think
that's what week 2's change was.
Yeah. So it's really just saying, like, you can't measure your 6-inch movement, put a proxy down, and then measure your 8-inch spray or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to commit to that movement before then you decide to make that spray. So it still allows for pre-measurement, because if you're the difference between trying to visualize 8 inches or 6 inches is not the same as 14 inches, but it's still
interesting.
It's still limiting, but it's not as limiting as it was before.
I think that my suggestion for week 3 would be to keep that with regards to templates on the table, and remove it with regards to your tape measure. Because I don't see any problem with me I know my stats.
Well, I think what they're getting at is the limiting of, you can't measure your
entire turn.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been sitting in this weird position where I don't like pre-measuring. I liked the game where it was without it. I liked the potential of losing your shit if you go in for a really ballsy assassination. You miss it by 2 millimeters. I think that was part of the game. I think that was a big, I don't know. I just really liked that feeling. Like, you, going back, and I'm going to bring this up because it's not a part of the, but within their, like, open letter, when it was like, play like you've got a pair. I know that's something that we don't all totally agree with, that stance, but the idea is to really put yourself out there and really take those chances. And when you have the opportunity to pre-measure your entire turn or pre-measure the exact thing down to like the tiniest centimeter, you're really not taking that opportunity to go on, because you have full confidence in everything you're doing.
I definitely think that it makes people a little bit more cautious than they would be if they just were like, well, I don't know if it'll work, but let's do it.
Yeah. I think that's where, like, one of the things we've lost in the game. But I would like to see the possibility of full pre-measurement within single activation. So if you're activating this specific unit right now, you can do the thing where you measure out the distance and then measure out the spray. I think that would be something that would be good middle ground, but then you run into a lot of, you still run into, well, if I am activating this model and pre-measuring, do I get to measure the distance they are from, like, if you're playing circle from your stones or from your caster to make sure that you're still within all of that? So I think that what they're trying to refine is much more complex than what a lot of people mm-hmm. are thinking of it as.
And I think that no matter how much they try to refine this stuff, there's going to be people who try and toe the line and use and, you know, be dicks about it.
Yep.
That's not going to change.
And it's also...
It's just a matter of how they're going to be dicks about it.
One of the other things that's not being... that makes it incredibly difficult is mm-hmm. that inside of this game, you have a vast disparity of competitive levels.
Yes.
You know, do. Like, what a beginner will feel comfortable with as far as proxying and pre-measuring is very different from what, you know, Tom mm-hmm. Guan and Keith mm-hmm. and, you know, JVM or whatever, because it's just a different level of, it's hard to make one rule that fits equally, that feels it's, equally it's fair just, amongst all players.
It's just yeah. not possible it's not to make possible. One rule that fits so everybody.
And,
not as far and, as that goes,
and that
at least.
Kind of circles back to the mining, because mm-hmm. we are now we can talk about the people who aren't happy.
Yes,
about
so the problem with the CID is that PP really opened themselves up to the full wrath of the internet with the CID.
They sure
and they're
did,
not, PP is not exactly, I would say, known for their thick skin about that kind of thing. That's kind of a problem. It's a problem of the people that are doing it, for sure, as well. But when you open yourself up to the wrath of the internet, you have to be prepared for, you know, the change.org poll that goes to the White House if it gets enough signatures.
Goes to the fucking White House. So
I can see Trump tweeting about it,
too. We all have seen the backlash. We've all seen people crying on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So first there was, since we're still talking about pre-measuring, there was a guy that you had come across in the Circle forums
mm-hmm.
who seemed to think that cloud templates
this was insane.
He thought that you could only put one cloud template down. I saw that.
He believed that you could only put one cloud template down because a cloud template was a measuring tool.
And not really.
I explained to him a billion times that a cloud template is a temporary terrain piece.
It is
not a measuring tool.
And they did clarify that.
You can put down
CID,
as many of them
yeah.
as you want to put down. It doesn't affect anything. And he just kept arguing the point that it's a measuring tool because it measures, it's 3 inches. Why would it be? Because
that's the size
of
the terrain.
The cloud is. That's how big the cloud is.
Yeah, no, that came up in the CID as well. And they did clarify that.
And his argument was honestly just ridiculous. Like at one point he was like, existential, like, well, technically none of the terrain even exists, it's all in our imagination.
Oh, my God. He got
like,
philosophical with it.
Go back to
your philosophy major.
So that's
where we come in with there's rules that are, there's the spirit of the rules and there's the rules themselves, and he
right.
clearly did not understand the
right.
spirit of the rules.
And the reason he was posting it is because he had this really, really genius, quote in quotation marks, genius idea to start making putting down a bead for clouds instead of an actual like 3-inch template, because then it would force his opponent to do the measuring on his opponent's clock versus him giving the opponent an easy and clear understanding of where that 3-inch cloud begins and ends.
That's just the guy being an asshole.
And people were like, what does it do to protest PP to make your opponent's game terrible?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't serve any purpose.
No, that's just...
And he was like, why should my opponent have a clear understanding of where this cloud is when I don't have a clear understanding of what they're going to do next and whether they're going to kill me? And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah,
that's not even a fair
argument. Those are two completely
argument.
Unrelated
it's,
things.
It's a non sequitur. Like, that
yeah.
doesn't even... One doesn't relate to the other one.
That, you know the NFL logical fallacy memes? I feel like
yes.
that would be a good place for that.
I used the word non sequitur like 10 times in that thread. Like, it was really bad. And he was very adamant. And, like, a lot of times he just kept saying, like, I'm just being an asshole. And then...
Yeah, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah. at least he recognized.
People pointed out... I mean, Pagani was on the thread, and Pagani was like, no, this is not how
Pagani's
this works.
Like the voice of reason in
yes,
PP.
He
He's
is.
Like one of my favorites.
And I don't know how he manages to deal with it, because I would be like,
because
you're
he's
a
newly employed.
He, that's true. and because he actually likes what he does.
Yes. So Pagani came in and we clarified for the dude 100 times. It says right in the thing that if you're putting down a cloud, you have to use an appropriate cloud template for the size of that cloud. Like, yeah. regardless of whether you mm-hmm. think it would be really sticking it to PP to use a bead instead, like, mm-hmm. you can't do that.
Or you could that's just not a, put it down and it can just not be there.
Right.
And you can just not take advantage of it.
If you put a bead cool down, no there's train. No fucking cloud yeah, there. Yeah. What John Acker came in and saved me on that. He was like, listen, if you don't put the 3-inch cloud down, then the cloud there's is not no in play cloud. And you're screwed.
Mm. Oh my God. So there was that measuring drama.
Oh, he also said that because it was going to take up time on the other person's clock, and Pagani was like, or I would just say, tell me exactly where your three inch cloud ends and tap the clock right back over to you. So you would yep. really just be wasting your own time mm-hmm. defining where the cloud began and ended.
That's what I'd do if that came up in yeah. a tournament, frankly.
I do really, in the steamroller packet where they talk about passing the clock off to your opponent for mm-hmm. doing things like when they're marking their cards yeah. or
oh if your opponent's just, being a dick absolutely
I feel mm-hmm. like that's something that I have never done to someone
yeah you only do it when your opponent's being a dick
yeah. yeah I would only do that
I've done
it
maybe once
I mean I you have just... had people turn clock over to me when I'm like clarifying something or sure. like or if dice rolls
on your turn
free strikes.
Yep. Yeah that's things fair like because that. Those things take like they can take a minute yeah. like that's but like I've be. Never and I, ever I mean, had someone when I'm checking my stats or when I'm marking boxes mm-hmm. like never had someone do that to me and I've never done that to someone
if,
and I'm just like
if
man
I felt
people
like
are
they
assholes
were being an asshole though like oh, if I felt sure. like they were trying to run down my clock mm-hmm. I would definitely
and that is some people's technique is to yeah, run down your clock
to run down yeah. the clock which is a terrible way to win the game.
So moving on from the moron, because yes. I feel like there's no other there's way to no describe that.
There was one other good guy that wanted to mail all his widgets back to Jason Souls. I mean, it worked for Scorn, guys. We mailed all of our Scorn back to Souls. So Scorn and Scorn got good.
We'll
so,
get our widgets back.
Yeah, if you mail them all into Jason Souls, this is kind of like the...
He's not going to return them. He's going to sell them. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You lose your widgets.
I did think it was kind of funny that they just recently released a bunch of new widgets right yep. before this rule came yep. out.
Licensed product,
yeah.
even.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Broken Egg. Your business sucks now.
That's a whole other issue.
Yeah. But
we can talk about it because it's valid. It's just a whole other.
We can move on to the change.org petition, yes. which Andy's giving me a dirty look right now.
There's no reason to give that guy even notice for it, other than
yes, there is.
Other than mockery,
other than that's so.
Can we get the shame bell out? Shame.
So, but
I don't
want to
see him parade around naked. That's it. That's the thing I can live without.
He's a good player.
Yeah,
he's a really good Signar player.
Person is. Jarl said his name.
Yeah.
He's a good Signar player, but he posted his change.org petition in
every group.
Almost every group. Mm-hmm. Didn't come up in the Convergence page.
Okay. Well, nobody plays Convergence.
Excuse you. Excuse you. And I'm gonna complain about the Convergence page pretty soon here.
Okay.
Normally, I never have a complaint except for the one time. But usually, it's like the chill Facebook group. Like, everyone is just...
Yeah, there's nobody in there to complain.
They've settled
Andy's for
trying
their...
to say something.
No, I was going to say, I made you guys a TEP.
You did make us a TEP card. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, Andy's like the saint of the CID.
So Yarla made a change.org petition to get rid of that limited pre-measuring rule. And holy shit, did it escalate. Like,
because it's insane.
It is insane. It's literally...
But there were lots of people who signed it.
I know. And that is insane.
Because I agree with it, but...
But you're insane.
I am insane. I still think it's fucking ridiculous,
It's almost as if this guy who did this, wished that there was some way that he could give feedback about a rule that he did not agree with.
Oh, he did in the CID
too. To Privateer Press.
Extensively,
in a way that
actually.
Privateer Press might hear it and change it.
I'm going to bring up something because I've complained about the CID on Twitter constantly. But I've complained about the CID on Twitter constantly because of the people. And that people are bringing their complaints out of the CID forums because they think Privateer Press is not listening. Privateer Press might not agree with your feedback, but that doesn't mean they're not listening.
No.
Just because they don't take your advice doesn't mean that they didn't hear it. And I know for a fact that someone is reading them because at Adepticon, I was watching Pagani play the Grimkin and CID, and he was talking about having to read all of the feedback and mentioning some of the feedback.
Sure.
Your feedback is being read if they're not making that change, it's bad feedback.
Yeah.
Like, and now you should feel bad about it.
That was my fear about the CID, really, is not that it's that they're not reading it. It's that they're using it as a means to say, here, we're playtesting, but we're still going to do whatever it is we want to do anyway. I think they're
taking some good feedback. I think some of it
they are, too.
I think that it's...
I mean, let's take, for instance, the Souls comment. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if they weren't taking any of our feedback and just going off of their own personal opinion about how gameplay would be... Mm-hmm. Then if you used a proxy, you'd have to concede, because that's what Souls said he believes personally.
Yeah, apparently it's a concession that we get the one.
Yeah, if you use a single proxy,
which is where the there was a great meme out there. Jason Souls casting us all out from the Temple of Widgets.
Have you guys seen the, the fuck is it? There was some people who had posted images of recent tournaments, mm-hmm. and people just had their widgets like out on the edge of the table, because that's where I keep my fucking widgets. And that is enough to get you disqualified. And so they took a picture of the entire room and circled where everyone had their widgets on the table, and they said the entire event would have been disqualified.
Yeah. Well, because it's stupid. Because it's a stupid... I'm sorry, Jason Souls, but that's stupid. I'm not. I mean, and I get that that's your personal opinion, and that's where it comes down. That's what people are afraid of. People are afraid that Jason Souls and or Will Pagani and or Oz and or whoever else is going to take their personal opinion about gameplay and supersede everything else.
Yeah, no, and that's my big fear about the CID too, is that it's going to be basically a big echo chamber.
And honestly, you can't do that, because one person, no matter who that one person is, can't, like we said, there's different levels, and one person's opinion can't speak for the entire game.
And it goes as far as, I mean, you're getting an opportunity to voice your concern and to voice your opinion and to try it out before it becomes finalized and say, hey, this might not be as functional as it is, but you have to remember that every meta is different. Mm-hmm. It's not just good player versus maybe not so good player and what's going to work for them. If we're playing and it's, you know, the six people who come out on a Friday night to Baraboo who get in a game, and all of us are like, you know what, this X needs to change. Well, that's six people who...
Versus that hundred. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. How many people play this game? 70,000?
Thousands. Sure, at least. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely like... Was it like five digits on the Twitters? But yeah, worldwide. We know it's worldwide because we have the WTC.
Yeah. It's at least here in Europe. I mean, I think there are a couple Chinese players too, actually. Yeah.
There are, because they have a couple Chinese teams. Yeah. And you definitely have like Australia. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming some of the other countries that are somewhere between Europe and Australia. Like, all in that region over there.
All of Africa and all of Asia.
This is where my sort of overarching view about the whole thing, like, when it comes down to the specific rule details, like, I tend to care less. Like, I play in a very competitive meta, and I'm not very competitive skill level myself, so I'm in this weird, like, middle place where it doesn't really matter to me how the rules fall. I'll adapt and go, like, whatever. I enjoy the game. I'm going to play it no matter what. Make whatever rule you want to make, and I'll learn to whatever.
You'll live with it.
The bigger thing for me is what's happened, in my opinion, they sort of fucked up with Mark III lack of playtesting.
Sure. Yeah.
We made it very clear to them that we thought that was unacceptable, and we were really disappointed in the way that happened.
They're trying to improve. They listened, at least, it seems like.
And they created a whole new thing that, yes, opened them up to a whole bunch of fucking bullshit just because we asked them to do that.
Yeah.
And now they're getting shat on by people. Which and I just, weird. I don't entitlement. Feel like they deserve it.
People think I don't want to say people think they're entitled to their opinion. People think the Privateer Press has to take their opinion.
Nobody said that they were going to, nobody ever said that the CID was going, that they were going to take the thing that you said and they were going to implement it into a game change. No, that was never promised.
And if I recall specifically, they said about the CID that they would be accepting people into it, but they would only be taking... They would only be keeping a handful of people because some people just give shit feedback.
Originally, I was under the impression that they were not going to approve everybody who wanted a CID account.
You don't even have to put your name in to get a CID account. I didn't.
That
makes a lot more sense. So did you guys get the email asking to fill out the survey?
No.
Just like 3 days ago?
No.
So I got an email. Maybe. Brian got it too. I got an email that was like, hey, Lost Aspect Celeste, thank you for participating in the CID. Please take a couple of minutes to fill out this survey. And it was a link to the survey, and it was like it was.
Have you posted feedback?
I have not
posted feedback. Okay, I was going to say, I literally just got an account, mm-hmm. like, a few days ago.
Yeah, so. No, I have not posted any feedback. It said, you know, did you participate in the Grimkin CID? And I said yes, even though I hadn't, just to see what questions would pop up. And then I went in and changed it to no, and it changed the questions. Like, mm-hmm. if you said yes, it wanted to ask you specifically about how the CID process went.
Yeah.
And if you said no, that you didn't participate, then it asked you more, like, general questions about the CID in general. And I got very, like, matronly on them at the end. It was like, do you have anything else to say? And so I left this, like, 4-paragraph thing about asking them to make sure they were exercising self-care and, like, clocking out and going home and getting rest and not taking
They shut down most of the threads at the end of the workday. I don't know if you noticed that.
Because
it actually kind of irritated me because I can't log in during those
times. Yeah. Which I understand. Like, honestly, though, like, I can imagine that's incredibly stressful for them. And, like, and then I was at the end, I was like, stop making fun of me, you jerks. I'm just trying to make sure you guys are okay. So I got, like, super matronly in my CID feedback.
Move away
to
from
them.
Pre-measuring because I'm sick of it. I am sick of the pre-measuring argument. Friday night, I came out and Danielle and I decided not to play and we were just kind of sitting in back talking. And over yonder where all of the peoples were playing, they weren't even playing War Machine. There were people playing Infinity, people playing Bushido, and the pre-measuring argument came up. And I was like, I am so fucking done with this.
See, I think I found the solution to pre-measuring, though. And this solution that seems to be, as far as I can tell, seems to be looking for a problem. Go back to time turns.
Yeah.
Even if you extend them into, say, 12-minute time turns with 1 3-minute extension per game. That's, yeah, 12 minutes is more than enough time to get a good activation, and even if you have a larger list.
They did add, I don't know if you saw with the Steamroller, 7-turn limits.
Yes. Yeah. It was originally going to be between 5 and 7, depending upon a dice roll. I forget exactly how it was.
Like you had to roll a certain number.
They threw that idea out. It wasn't very well. It was a kind of a cool concept, but people didn't receive it well.
How you calculate winner versus loser if it's a 7-turn.
I believe it's in the packet. I believe it is points followed by army points destroyed or something like that.
But it doesn't go in as an assassination when you're counting army points.
No, it does not.
The other social media drama after all of the pre-measuring is the use of he in the Steamroller packet.
Oh.
So
there was a thread about that in the CID. I think I was the only female person who actually responded to it. I mean, frankly, I didn't even know
that this thing happened. So please
They were talking about changing all the gender pronouns in it are he or his and things mm-hmm. like that. They're all masculine. So they were talking about changing them to either a balance of he, she, or to just a gender neutral they, you know, or something like that. So. Apparently this is a big problem for some people. I personally didn't even notice that they were all he and kind of left that with them, but I guess I don't see who it hurts to change it all to gender neutral pronouns. I mean, who the fuck cares?
So I didn't get an opportunity to do the CID post.
The CID posts were all very civil and they were all perfectly fine. The forums, on the other hand, see, here's where the ugly part of the internet comes in. It's not necessarily the CID, because the CID, they will kick you out if it gets too ugly.
They did kick someone out for it.
They did.
So what had happened was, there was a CID post.
Mm-hmm. What had happened was?
I'm going to get really serious for a minute. I'm going to start talking with my hands.
I have serious things to talk about, too. So
I'm going to do it. I'm going to, like, set my hands in my lap before I start, like, waving my arms around, which I always seem to do. There was a CID post. I didn't read it. You said it was civil.
Yeah. It was very civil.
Made a post that was not very civil in the CID about, I wish I had a screenshot of it. Maybe I do. I think
they must have deleted the non-civil in the CID. Nothing I saw was
literally
there.
Something about, why don't you make something in the rules about making everyone feel good about themselves? And just something ridiculous. Like,
I'm sure. I'd like to feel good about myself. Yeah,
I would too.
Make it a rule.
Fuck you.
The rage is coming up already.
So this guy this post comes down. He gets banned, deleted, whatever. It was a shitty thing for him to do. And he takes a screenshot of it being
Of him being a shitty human being.
And he posts it in the Signar Facebook group.
A couple others, too, if I recall. I think it was in Legion as well.
I didn't see that, but I saw the Signar one because that's one of the ones I follow.
Yeah.
243 comments later, I'm getting ready to post on this because I'm just, like, reading through it.
No, this is on the Signar Facebook. This is on Facebook now. Yeah.
Because apparently it's one thing to be anonymous on the forums. Where you're mostly anonymous. I actually don't even know if people know what my forum name is. Whatever. I've never posted any feedback. When it's your real name and picture of yourself and linked to, like, people you're related to and you say shit like this, I don't grasp that. Like, I can message your mother and be like, look at what your son is saying. Are you proud of him? But anyway, so he takes it to Facebook and people are... It's, you know, going back and forth.
It just turns into a big shit show, I'm sure. Yeah.
It was the biggest shit show. And 243 comments later, I'm about to respond and be like...
I'm pretty sure it got deleted, didn't it?
It got deleted as I was typing out my response. Oh, that's
the worst.
Which group was it in?
This was in the Signar one. Okay. And so, I am like, whatever, okay. And then I refreshed the page. I'd be even more
pissed off about that.
I was a little creepy.
When you were in the thing, right?
Yeah.
You were telling us in our chat.
I was telling you guys
about
it. And
I was trying to go there. Uh-huh. And I kept being like, where is it? And you were like, it's gone again!
So it gets deleted as I'm typing up my response, which is mostly in regard to why do people get so offended when someone wants to do something as make it gender neutral? Mm-hmm. Like, why is this a problem? Why does it have to say he? I understand why you think it doesn't need to say she, but why is they not okay? Why is they not okay?
That does make sense in context.
It does. There's a single quote around they that makes it make
grammatically
sense.
That's perfectly grammatically acceptable.
Yeah. But so then, like, not even 5 minutes later, a new post starts.
Yep.
It was literally so fast.
And they were just like something about like the post coming down and why is it a thing?
Censorship, so, man, or First Amendment, man.
Yeah. So I finally like comment and say like
make America great.
Oh God almighty.
It was something about like the reason why people make the suggestion for they in the steamroller packet is because it's like the smallest change you can make when the community is already this toxic. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to make these small changes because you can't make people accept the fact that there are people want to see they as the change. And I like, there were people who were like, yep, she made like the exact point that needs to be made. And then there are people who are like, well, why don't you just make this change in your meta? And I was like, excuse me, first and foremost, I don't need to make this change in my meta because my meta isn't full of a bunch of shitbags. Mm. And two, I would work on it if this were a problem in my meta.
And I'm pretty sure that's what the point of the CID post was to work on that.
What is okay, so let's say...
I guess I don't understand the opposition.
That's the thing, like, is what is so problematic?
Who the fuck cares?
It's a word.
I don't care either way, you know?
We don't care because we're used to reading he and everything that is a manual forever.
It's the same reason that people say that gay marriage ruins marriage for straight people.
Because when you have something
that's always been yours, the idea of letting someone else have it, it seems scary and terrifying.
Well, see, and that's a ridiculous argument,
it's
too,
stupid.
Because it's, I
it's
mean,
stupid.
It doesn't affect you at all. It just doesn't.
But people are...
irrational, stupid, set in their ways.
Get a lot of good memes from those comment feeds, though.
I'm sure.
A lot of really good memes.
There's a really good saying that goes around sometimes that's like, when you've lived your entire life with experiencing almost nothing but privilege, equality feels like oppression to you.
Yeah.
Like, when you've always had all of the power... sharing the power equally feels like you're losing power.
But see, I guess I don't understand that mentality myself, because you're not it's not sharing the powers and there's 100 powers, now you have 50 and I have 50. Now I have 100 and you have 100.
Right.
It's just not
but
a realistic
not
way
they
of
see
looking.
It.
It just doesn't make any sense
Part
to me.
Of the joy of it was that other people don't have it. You know, like,
I think it might just be a subconscious sort of thing.
I'm sure nobody's like, I don't want it to say they because I think
I'm a man
men are better than
no,
women.
No, it's
most
moral.
Guys are not like that.
No.
But it's a subconscious, it's a part of privilege that exists subconsciously, like, in the back of people's
brains.
There's
a lot, too, and we're going to get into some pretty heavy stuff if we keep going down this track, but the negative connotations around being a social justice warrior or the use of triggered. Like, when you're someone who wants to see change for the betterment of everyone, that is a bad thing to a lot of people now. Yeah. And I think that's a big part of where some of the bad feedback comes in those sort of things.
Yeah. And I think some of it also is just people don't want to have to think about things that they didn't think about before. You know, if they're used to
thinking about things.
If they like if they're used to just typing he as a general
as opposed to they
pronoun and now they're going to have to actually think critically about making that change. They just don't want to do that.
Fun fact, I'm a huge supporter of the gender neutral they. I don't think it is plural. I think it could be used as singular or plural.
And it has been casually for decades.
I did in college get some points docked on a paper because I used gender neutral they instead of gender neutral she. And I wanted to argue with my
gender neutral.
Yeah, this
she.
Is what my That's, instructor seemed to think.
Your instructor's an idiot.
What is a gender neutral she?
Just using she instead of he.
Was it a female professor?
It was a female professor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. And I was just like, whatever. I'll take the like 2 points off. Yeah. It's a 98. Whatever.
We could
give no
I
fucks.
Feel like we could have a very long conversation about the privilege of grammar and all of those types of things too.
Oh, but, I could.
I wanted to mention though, sort of in a similar vein, in the thread in the Circle forum about the change.org petition. Okay, I wasted way too much time trying to
make
idiots see things that they're not going to see. But I was trying to argue, like, use the CID. That's what it's there for. Why are you here on Facebook complaining that this is not where... Go do what... Mm-hmm. And I was very, you know, flustered and commenting a lot. Mm-hmm. And this guy at one point, I was like... I think I finally said, like, use the CID to give feedback or shut the fuck up. Because honestly, it doesn't do any good for you to come here to Facebook and complain. If you want change, use the venue that they've set up for change to happen. And this guy came back and his response to me was, three.
Mm-hmm. Only three?
I think.
Been really good. I put in my bra for a while.
He was like, I think that you have some fair points, but I wish that you weren't using so many mean words.
Oh my god.
Did he call you a snowflake at any point?
No,
it was
the opposite of that. It was the, I was a woman making valid points, and so he wanted to find anything that he could find to avoid my actual points. So I responded back, and I said, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in a conversation where you tell me that men would listen to me more if I used my nice, pretty woman voice instead of my big, loud, mean one. Mm. And then I went on. I was like, I'm not even really mad. I'm frustrated with this community. I love this game, and sometimes I hate the players because we have a situation right now where the Privateer Press has literally responded to our direct feedback and done something literally that we asked them to do. Mm-hmm. And this is how we're repaying them, by coming here on this forum and bitching instead of using it the way that it was made for. And again, he responded back, and his response was, I can talk about War Machine Hordes all day long, but once you start a gender battle, I'm out. Like, he chose again to ignore the entirety of what I was trying to say, mm-hmm. and just focus on the one girl thing.
See, the thing is, I feel like with some people, it's just a race to the bottom, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily intentional, but some people are so miserable, they want you to be miserable with them. So they focus in, rather than actually taking in what you have to say, they focus in on that one thing that allows you to them to continue to be miserable.
It happens a lot in conversations with men, specifically. And I think that it's a subconscious, like, they don't want to have to acknowledge that the woman is right in the conversation. And so I have to be, and probably you would say that this is true in some of your experiences too, and you do a way better job than I do. Like, you have to not give them anything but the context, because if you give them anything to look at, they're not going to listen to a single word you said except for this one thing that they can nitpick. Like, you have to be perfect Otherwise, they're not going to listen to anything that you say.
I'm not sure that that's a male female thing so much as a shitbag non shitbag.
Yeah,
thing, because there are definitely women that just do think the same thing.
Men are more predominantly shitbags than women.
I'm not so sure I agree with that. I will disagree. Yeah,
I've encountered plenty of female shitbags.
I'm a pretty equal opportunity shitbag enthusiast myself too.
I definitely am not saying that shitbag is exclusive to
No, we didn't interpret it that way.
I believe fully that there are lots of shitbag women. I think
Andy says he's a shitbag.
Yells from downstairs that he's a shitbag, and we concur.
Oh, speak for yourself. Andy's not a shitbag. I still love you, Andy.
Now he's crying.
Andy ate all of his chili. He texted me and said, or not texted me, sent me a message and said that he had chili, and then he ate it all.
Oh, we need to get out of here within the next hour, guys. The bathroom's right next to the recording place.
This was like Easter time.
Okay. So, we're maybe safe then.
I wonder if he ate those donuts.
He probably.
I saw one. Yeah.
Notice that none of them actually gave me their names. I said to tell me your name
and
your faction.
Well, Andy told them not to,
and
they listened to the man of the house. So
don't listen to Andy.
Since before we move forward on any other topic, I want to say that I'm incredibly disappointed, and I'm probably really quiet in the convergence. Facebook page. So the Convergence Facebook page is usually very mild. Everyone is very friendly. Not always the best players talking, but definitely just like a pretty chill place to be. Until someone decided to call out Hungerford and say, why did the TEP not get changes?
Because the TEP was fucking awesome to begin with.
Why did the TEP not get changes? Why did Kador and Signar get changes when they are completely unbeatable?
Because the Strider was a piece of garbage, and the gun carriage wasn't much better.
Yes, apparently Kador and Signar are impossible to beat.
According to the person who thinks
the TEP should have been changed.
What would they propose we do to the TEP?
Exactly. I mean, I'm on the side of let's give it more boxes. I am on board. Let's give it like 50 boxes.
I'd be down with playtesting and a few extra boxes.
I personally would like to see it have 23 boxes instead of 22, because 23 is a prime number.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
The only change I want to see on the TEP.
29.
Is divisible by 3?
Yeah.
I think? No?
No, it's not 30. It's divisible by 3. 27.
29 is a prime number?
29 is a prime number.
29 would work, too. 23 is feasible, though. The reason why the Prime Axiom is so powerful is because it's a glass cannon. It's 19 points, if I remember correctly, and you can throw 5 dice at something if you absolutely want to. Like, the thing is...
Yes, the TEP is really good.
And 22 boxes is fair. Mm-hmm. 23 boxes make sense because it's prime number.
Yeah.
Like, that's the change I want to see. That's it. I'm not going to complain about it. When the TEP did not get any changes, I was just like, yep, this is cool with me.
You should post that. Because the prime number thing makes total sense. I'm a big fan of prime numbers. That's great. Shit.
Let's get on the CID right now.
Yeah, I'll second you. Whatever. That's a great idea.
So that just turned into a shit show then?
I stopped paying attention to it. Nathan posted about how it's like the best battle engine. And I mean, it literally is the best battle engine. Even with the changes, it still might be the best battle engine.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm in the group, but I didn't see it. But that sucks that it... People who are bad players come in circle all the time too with their bullshit opinions. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
that is the Facebook groups. Very often it's like the scrub tub. Yeah. Or like the film that is in the scrub tub.
The Crick's forum is a sad place to be. Womp, womp. Yeah.
Not that I am by any means a good player.
I think Scorn Memes is my favorite of the bunch, though.
Brian said that, and I didn't look at all of them, but Brian said that there were quite a few of them, of the battle engines, that didn't have a whole lot of change. He was looking at the, I don't know what it's called, the Animatrix or whatever.
Yeah.
It went up 8 boxes and 1 point.
And that's and really
like,
about
that's
it.
That's a fair change. Yeah. I feel like 8 boxes more is worth an extra point. Mm-hmm. But he was very disappointed by that.
I think a lot of people were expecting bigger changes than actually happened. I know most of them really just got an increase of boxes.
Yeah. I mean,
some of them did get a couple of the rules changes.
The Fulcrum got... pretty heavily buffed.
The Fulcrum needed
it. Much better.
Yeah.
It was already in my Bradagus list, and now it's super in my Bradagus list. And arguably could be in some other lists. I think there was like a Balder pairing. Was it Balder?
Andy's going to make chili next for the next time we broadcast.
And then he's going to eat it all before we get
here. He's probably going to do exactly that.
It's so good!
Yeah, no, I think the unfortunate part about the Facebook pages is there's not really a whole lot of moderation. There's no formal PP moderation. Yeah. Like, the CID stays civil because it's very heavily moderated. And other forums that I've been to in the past have been, the more heavily moderated a forum is, the better people are and the more decent they stay.
I agree
when
with
you
that.
Kinda when you kind of let people, when you let people run, not only just rules, but when you actually enforce the rules.
Yeah.
When
there
you
are
let
no
people
rules
do
on
whatever.
Any of the
no,
Facebook groups
there's
that
none.
I'm aware of. No rules.
It's basically the admins.
And who
what
are
the admin
admins?
Has to
just
say.
Whoever made it,
yep.
whoever created the group.
Yeah. And that's, whoever they added as yeah. an admin as
Jesus
well.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, and I mean, they generally, I mean, if there's something really egregious there, they'll get rid of it. But that's, otherwise, I mean, it turns into a shit show real fast because there is just no formal moderation there.
Andy made a TP card. Andy's been making cards for some of the changes.
Yeah, Andy is the patron saint of the CID.
Yeah.
He makes cards for all the change stuff. So that you can print it out and actually like
have a
physical
card. So he made a card for the TP, and I called him out for making a card for the TP because it didn't change at all. And then he said, but they might change it, and I got a little upset. Unless they make my change, then... And this is the only time I'm going to say PP has to take some feedback. Give it 23 boxes.
23 boxes. Mm-hmm. You heard it here, Privateer Press.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're all
first.
Listening.
Yeah.
I know you're listening, Pagani.
I feel like out of any of them, he might be
listening.
Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
out of
we're,
any
we're
of
not,
them.
We're not very important, guys. I hate to break it to you.
Super important. What are you talking about?
I'm not important. Don't lay that
don't
on me.
Don't listen to Jackie. We're super important.
I'm the most important.
Of the three of us, that's a low bar, dude.
I think that we're, yeah.
No,
Amanda is the most important?
I'm the most important female War Machine player. It's what I've decided.
Can I get you a Burger King crown next time we go to a tournament?
Yes.
I feel like Zosha might want to fight you for that title. But
I'll go to
really, it's just you and her, really.
I'll go to fisticuffs over it.
Okay.
I'm filming.
This is the sad state of War Machine female playerdom that we have Amanda and Zosha as the top two players.
That's not
I'm
sad.
Not even,
they're
I'm
both
not even,
perfectly
I'm
attractive.
A terrible player.
Amanda plays one game a month.
Sometimes I try to get in more. I wanted to get and start doing, but I can't make sentences right now. I wanted to start playing more, especially with the CID doing some playtesting. Just really like getting back into it, and then the community erupted and was like, hey, everyone's an asshole, and now I'm just like, do I really want to dedicate time to this? Because I don't want to deal with these people.
See, there's a difference between the online community and the people you actually play with, though.
Yes.
Like, whenever I've gone into a game shop, for with very few exceptions, people have always been reasonably good people there.
They're decent, but the online
it's the online part
hang up like feeds its way into some of the local metas.
It does.
Like some of those opinions stick with some of the players and some of the
and
attitudes
you know
stick with some
that
of the players.
If it's bad for us, it's terrible for everybody else because
we have really good metas.
One of the best metas you can ask for.
When you're thinking like Madison itself, Madison's a really good meta. Mm-hmm. Baraboo, we're a group of friends more than we are a meta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, the Milwaukee West, not the Milwaukee bad, but the, my Milwaukee meta is all superb people.
Most of the people I've played with, both at local and local game shops and in regional tournaments, have been really good people. You know, the Twin Cities meta where I started playing, they were fantastic. I was friends with almost everybody there. Went out to Rhode Island for not Gen Con. TempleCon. Played a bunch of people there and met a whole bunch of people from Delaware and a bunch of other places. They were all good people, you know? There was none of the bullshit associated with it when you're actually playing face-to-face. Turns out people act a lot better when they actually have face-to-face consequences.
That's, like I said, that whole, I don't understand why. I understand on a forum where you're almost anonymous, but on Facebook, I don't get it.
Facebook feels anonymous, though. I don't think it's so much about objectively if you're
anonymous
or not.
It feels
anonymous.
Until I private message your mother with screenshots of you saying that you're going to rape me, and then all of a sudden you get a call from your mom, then you realize how not anonymous Facebook
is. Sure, but a lot
of
people don't realize that, and most people don't call them out in such a way either. You know, Facebook is not a well-moderated place.
I am all about finding people's mamas on Facebook.
I don't think that I would go as far as to do that, but I don't know. I feel like if it ever became necessity, like someone was just being incredibly vulgar, I might just be like, if they have a wife or someone, just be like, this is something that your significant other has said to me.
I have a good example.
Can you please inform him as to why this is not appropriate?
Yeah, I really was
really quiet. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like sitting all comfortable back and like leaning into the chair and shit. Now people can probably hear me.
See, I really wish Facebook as an entity did a better job of moderating. And I saw a couple of news articles not too long ago that indicates they might be starting to do a better job of that in the future, it's especially so with all the right fake now. News
they will,
propaganda out they there right now. They
will legitimately take down a picture of a woman breastfeeding and then leave up like rape threats. People actually threatening to rape other people.
I think a lot of it has to do with people reporting, though.
I've reported. I report a lot of things on Facebook.
I am happy to report okay. shit.
And they tell you if they did anything about it or not.
They literally come back and say, "Oh, we reviewed this and it doesn't go against our standards."
Yep.
Sorry. This person said they were going to come to so and so's house and beat them and rape them, and that's okay with your standards. Mm-hmm. But a completely covered boob that's covered by a child's face is somehow offensive to you.
Yeah, no, I don't think Facebook is very consistent or very sensical in their issues. Yeah.
It's not connecting to show you this.
And
guy.
That'll eventually improve, I think.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I've tried to move on a little bit more towards the using Facebook less and Twitter more, because I can follow people that I want to and only see the things that they're posting and sharing. But I miss out on a lot of
that's true on Facebook too.
But when I'm in those Facebook groups.
Oh yeah.
Then I feel like I could just leave the Facebook group, but then I'm also at the same time missing out on a lot of information beneficial.
Though. You're really not, though.
No. Sometimes.
Maybe in Convergence, but I feel like the Circle Forum rarely gives me any actual
The Signar Forum is usually people with their painted models that may or may not look good.
Yeah.
And they're,
and then
people you know,
who are dumb, who I'm clarifying rules things for them.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the majority of... I have not learned anything from the Circle group in months.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I haven't learned a whole lot from the Convergence page, but there are people who have directly messaged me from the Convergence page, or people who listen to the podcast that are also on the Convergence page that I've had conversations with that like have done some list comparisons with. But I think that's just another whole like one-on-one. They're not like some of the people who are posting more often or not. I don't want to talk about social media anymore.
I think that we should start doing a ask me anything section of the podcast where we let the people who are listening ask us questions.
I think we've always been really open. Oh, yeah. If people have questions, shoot, because generally we'll answer them.
And then what we'll do is we'll just sit here silently until somebody asks us.
30 seconds while we watch the chat.
Oh, see, we should have brought the dildos now to do the measuring.
Yeah, what is this?
So Danielle was the one who objected to this, unfortunately. But
we should tell this story.
Yes, so we were talking about pre-measuring and how learning the eyeball distances was a skill in Mark 2 and Mark 1 as well. But we were talking about doing a segment on our podcast about eyeball the length. We were going to bring some of Celeste's dildos in, and we were going to learn to eyeball the distance. So, you know, you have like the purple dong that we gave Hungerford at the very beginning of our podcast. We'd give it to her, to say Celeste, and we'd have her eyeball how long she thinks the dildo is, and then we'd actually go through and measure it. Because that's how you get good at eyeballing distance, is practice. I mean, I have no depth perception, and even I kind of learned to reasonably eyeball things. So we thought that would be fitting for our podcast to do it with dildos.
What is this, like 5x7?
Does anyone
have a tape measure?
No.
I feel like dudes should have a little bit of a better time with this, because I feel like in their heads they're thinking, well, I know for a fact that my dick is 6.1 inches. And when I jerk off, I move my hand about this much. So this has to be 6.1 inches.
I think that makes them much worse at it.
I don't know. That's what I would do if I were a dude.
You would know exactly.
I'd be like, this is got to be about 6 inches right there.
I'm terrible at measuring
but
distances.
But 6 inches
too.
Is not a very useful distance. No, to
I
be
mean,
fair.
Unless you're playing like,
Kador.
Kador. Yeah. And what else did we have on our list?
I think that was really it. We were gonna. That was
time did we start?
Three thirty.
So we've only been going for an hour. Ooh, short podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
With half of podcast. Us here, we have less to say. I know, I feel like we should put in Danielle's, we should just say for Danielle, since she's not here, that she really likes pre-measuring and doesn't want it to go away. I'm just going to toss that in for her sake.
Yeah, I think Casey is on that same, maybe a little more indifferent, but on that same boat. Thank you.
It was almost.
Well, Andy doesn't let me keep it on the table.
I have mine like behind my back.
My pants don't have pockets.
It's not on the table.
Do that.
It's on something that's on the table.
The boom pocket.
I'm gonna on the notepad.
Design bras that have legitimate pockets.
They do, don't they?
Probably. Like, I don't know.
And they came up with the water bra. I can't imagine they don't have pocket pockets. Yeah.
They have the bra that has wine in it. That like yes. you can fill with wine and you get like a little straw. That's
like a camelback for your tits.
Yeah. Camel tit.
Yep. Oh God, that just evokes images I did not.
Hey guys, check out my camel tits.
Oh God, I just got the mental image though. There's camel toe with tits there on each side. It's the worst.
Balls.
Yeah, it's yeah. Camel. It's, oh, why? Why?
Camel toe with balls would be camel tits. I love it. That's hilarious.
This is some pretty tight pants, then.
They happen.
I believe it. Like, I'm sure I've seen it. Blocked it out from my memory somewhere. Since no one wants to ask us questions, we can move on to recommendations. I think there's probably like 3 people watching, if that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's many people tuned in today.
That's all right.
It's probably because we tell them we're going to start at 3, and then we start at like 3:30 every time.
It wasn't my fault. I was here at 2:50.
No, it was my fault this time.
I walked in at 2:59.
It was my fault this time. I didn't get here until like 4:15.
I walked in, and it was really quiet. I just opened the door, and like there's no one in the living room, and I'm like looking, and I hear noises upstairs, and I'm like, hi, Andy.
I hope that I didn't accidentally walk into the wrong house, because I just walk in like, hey, I'm like, hope this is the right one. I should tell the story about my garage just for shits. Did you see my Facebook?
What'd you do to
did
your
you not
garage?
See this?
Oh yes, I saw
my
this.
My Facebook is I follow too many things.
You don't
too
even
many
know
people.
This story.
I'm no. pretty sure somebody's trying to kill you guys, dude.
Oh, it's like the guy who
that's the only
house.
Message.
I should tell that story too. So okay, I'm gonna go fast. The first story is a dude came into my house while I was home. This was like 2 weeks ago. Took the dog out. It was like midnight. I was going to bed. Took the dog out. Came back inside. Turned off the lights. Went upstairs. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed and I hear the door open and close. And Brian wasn't supposed to be home for like another 2 hours. So I text him and I'm like, are you home early? And he immediately texts me back. He's like, no. So I look to the end, like I look out the bedroom door and I see a light come on downstairs. And I'm like, there's a person in our house. So Brian alarms our system and I call 911 and put back on clothes because I was naked because I was getting into bed. And I'm on the phone with 911 telling them there's somebody in the house. My dog was there. He went downstairs. Didn't growl or anything, but I could hear like commotion. He came back upstairs and then the door opened and closed again. And the guy left. So the cops come and they, you know, search the house to make sure nobody's in the house. It's totally freaky. I'm like shaking and terrified. Mm-hmm. And the cops are like, okay, your house is clean. Let us know if anything else happens. And they leave. Brian gets home because he left work right away. He gets home like right as they're leaving. And I tell him, he's like, where is he? And I'm like, he left. And Brian was like, that doesn't make any sense because I alarmed the house. So if he opened up the door to leave again, it should have set off the alarm. So we go to the keypad of our house, which is in our dining room, like the main box where everything is controlled. And it timestamps everything that happens. And we look at it. And the motherfucker created a secondary password while he was in our house.
That's kind of weird.
And then used that passcode to leave without setting off the alarm. So we think that he was coming in to create a passcode so that he could get in and out of the house when he wanted to later.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was totally creepy. So we had to like change all of our like passwords and like change everything or whatever. So that was 2 weeks ago. So then last weekend, I'm sitting at home It's like 10:30 at night, and I thought I heard the door shaking, and I was like, God damn it, somebody's trying to break into my house again. And I froze for like 20 seconds, and then I got up, and I went to the back door, and I opened it, and there was nobody there, but I could, like, my brain was like, something's not right here. And I look over to the garage, and there are just flames of smoke, just fire. Flames of smoke. And I'm like, oh my God, our garage is on fire. So I walk down the steps to like see, like it didn't look on fire from the back. It was very confusing to me. So I go down the alley to the side of the garage. Somebody stole a car, ditched it right outside of our garage and caught it on fire and ran. So there is this car ablaze with flames up above our garage. And it burns and melts the entire fucking front of our garage. The garage door doesn't work. The, like, keypad that opens the garage doesn't work. By the time that the firefight, I was a basket case. I couldn't tell if there was a person inside of the car or not. So the first thing I did was call 911. And then I was trying to get close enough to the car to help if there was somebody inside. And it started to, like, projectile explode. And so I had to run back around to the other side so that I was safe. And then I just sat there and I was like shaking, thinking that there was somebody in this car and I wasn't able to get them out. And the firefighters came and they put out the flame. The car was completely incinerated, like just black down to the metal. Like there were no seats left. It was just metal, everything just gone. And the entire front side of our garage is just, like, literally, the plastic dried in drips. So if you go to our garage right now, there's just, like, plastic drip hanging down where the siding used to be, all the way down to, like, the foundation of the garage. So now we have to go through the insurance process of getting it all fixed, which is a huge nightmare. And it's just been, like, 2 weeks of just terror at my house. And it shouldn't be, like, we're far enough away from the scary parts of Milwaukee that shouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. But we're close enough that it does happen. So that's my 2 weeks of craziness. Those are my two stories. Car on fire outside of my garage. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, time to change your name and move to Canada.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, Brian was like, because we were like, let's fix up the house. And now it's like, let's fucking sell it as it is and get the fuck out of here. Because this is
no shit.
Insane.
I always am sometimes occasionally worried because I totally sleep naked. But like, that's a scary thing to think that like, someone is in, like what happens when there's a fire? Or like, I don't want to have to put clothes on.
Yeah. Like, that was
I'll run out naked.
If he would have,
I mean, like,
if the I have like a robe by my bed, my house, but
yeah, it might be on fire.
If the person
might be on fire.
If the person who had come in had come in with the intention of hurting me, he would have found me naked. Like, I'm pretty positive. So like a year and a half ago, this homeless guy started coming. And he was going around the neighborhood. He had a very convincing story about his circumstances. I've been homeless before, so I tend to be a little bit more willing to help out. We helped this guy probably a dozen or so times with like giving him rides places and giving him some cash and helping him with things that he needed. And then it slowly transitioned into like less and less appropriate behaviors from him. That were like not worrisome at first, but just like, that's weird. Oh, he's, you know, probably has some problems, whatever. To downright, we had to eventually tell him like, please don't come back anymore. We can't help you, because he would show up at midnight and ring the doorbell. And if we didn't answer, he'd go around banging on all the windows, you know, for 20 minutes and it became problematic. And we had to tell him like, we're sorry, we can't help you anymore. This is not acceptable. And so Brian's theory is that it was that guy and that he came into the house. He had to know I was there because literally I took the dog out, came in, turned off the lights and went upstairs. He saw me. He had to see me taking out the dog and turning off the lights and stuff. He knew I was in there and he didn't come upstairs at all. So his intention wasn't to hurt me, I'm pretty sure. It was probably to, like, eat some food and change the password so that he could get in whenever he wanted to or whatever. But still, like, highly inappropriate. But, oh, yeah, if he had wanted to hurt me and had come upstairs, he would have found me naked, because that's how I sleep.
Yeah, somebody just commented, time to get a gun. I'm kind of with him, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not a big fan of conceal and carry, especially here in Wisconsin, because their standards are ridiculously low here. You only have to have showed your hunter's safety permit to get a conceal and carry here, which... I took when I was 12. That was over a decade ago. There's no other training here in Wisconsin. Some states are different. Some other states do it differently, but it's...
My opinion about gun ownership has changed slightly under Trump administration. Like, I used to be very hardcore, no, all guns are terrible, don't own one. There's never any circumstance that can justify that.
It's not concealed carry if it's in your home.
No, it is not concealed carry, but I was just referring to concealed carry laws.
My position has changed somewhat, where I can definitely understand why people want to do it. Mm-hmm. I also know the statistics, and I have a 6-year-old, and so I would never have a gun in my house. However,
you need a safe if you have a gun.
If
it
were legal in the state of Wisconsin to have a taser, I would absolutely own one of those.
Is it not legal in Wisconsin?
Nope, cannot have one.
Wow. I think there's a lot of states that don't even allow mace. Like,
yep. There are.
Mace, and they're in Wisconsin, it has to be a certain ounces of glass.
Yeah, and that's a common law. But, I didn't realize that
tasers are not
though.
Allowed, and I know that because there's a direct sales company called Damsel in Defense that sells, like Mary Kay or like LuLaRoe, but it sells defense products. You can't sign up to be a consultant if you live in the state of Wisconsin because they can't send you the starter pack.
Oh, because it has comes a, with taser. A taser.
Yeah. So in the state, and that's, I could go into the sexism of that too. It's more likely for women to own tasers and more likely for men to own guns, so that explains why one of them is legal and one of them
I guess we're but, breaking the mold there then. I've got womp, eight womp. Guns in but the house now
anyhow
so.
I'm not
two,
I
two for every person in the house
I
double wheels. Yeah, dual wielding dude.
I'm not gonna own a gun, but we're definitely considering changing our plans to maybe rent the house and move somewhere else faster than our plan. Our timeline has moved up a little.
Well, if you decide that you want to borrow a shotgun, I do have one that's very easy to use that I will happily show you how to use.
You know, if I keep having people walk into my house while I'm upstairs, I might reconsider.
You know, all you need is a good gun lock and just common sense.
Gonna backtrack. Someone had pointed out, what do you want out of the next CID?
Yes.
I don't have anything that is feasible to do a CID on, but I would like to discuss that Convergence really needs some love. Especially our infantry. Our infantry really needs some.
What do you think?
I think a theme force for your infantry would help a lot.
Enigma Foundries being slightly different.
Yeah, the nerf to not being able to use an attack during your activation.
The nerf to recursion spawned. Really hurt us.
Yeah, that hurt.
I feel like in general, our infantry, our medium based infantry, is pretty okay. Reciprocators and the other ones, Eradicators, are both really good, but our small base infantry is pretty meh.
Bad in the way, like, do you think that they need more pow, more strength, more
something,
longer range weapons?
Something like, I feel like everything is really mediocre, and one
like
thing
a little
would
bit
help
extra
a little
pow
bit.
Would help. I think they're mostly pow 11s now, aren't they?
I would have to pull up my phone to double check, but I know that the medium based are pow 12, and both of them.
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. Like, that's also not a prime number.
Yeah,
you could bump
also
it up
not a
to
prime
13,
number,
and it could be prime, and it'd
and
be
it
perfect,
would be useful.
Yeah,
so I could go on for days about. I could. Yeah. Can we just give Amanda her own CID form for all of the changes she would like to see to Convergence? Because that would be really good for Privateer Press.
I think that's fair. And honestly, if they're not, which they've said pretty adamantly, they're not planning on adding anything to Convergence. Mm-hmm. They should at least be willing to consider.
Give me a new fucking caster.
I was so hoping Mort Nebra 2 would be Convergence.
Yes.
That would
she
have been
should
sweet.
Be.
And she would have been better in Convergence than she was in Grix.
Or Nemo. Nemo fucking
no,
4.
Nemo's already in the fluff said no to them, though.
But he can still say yes in the future.
Yes, that's true.
I want a new fucking caster. And I want... I mean, just like, that's
even
all
just
I want.
Like a new unit would be nice for you guys.
They should.
The
if
Clockwork
change,
Angels, they were never functional to begin with. That'd be nice.
Yeah. If they're going to continue changing the entire game, they have to be willing to make changes to Convergence to keep it
current.
Current.
I also feel like they should give us stuff. I understand that it is a limited release faction, but it doesn't need to be that limited. It doesn't take... I don't want to say it doesn't take that much effort to design a caster, but it doesn't. Like, if you're making a new caster for every faction like you did, you could have included us in on that. That's how I feel about that.
Fair enough.
Give me some stuff.
I feel like even just buffing maybe Axis a little bit, but Aurora more so than anything.
Aurora would really... is the one who needs the most love.
She is.
She is.
Because, I mean, Papa and Mama are both really good. Cyntherian's really good. Mm-hmm. They see 90% of all the play.
Yep.
I've seen a little bit of Axis, too.
I think Axis is weird because Axis is sometimes really good depending on
what
you're playing with, yeah, and who is playing.
Yeah.
Like, someone who has unlocked Axis knows, but there is...
Yeah, his Mat-Rat balance is not very good for a large portion of Convergence.
Exactly.
So that's why he doesn't see a whole lot of play, I don't think.
I think we also need a caster that shoots. We have Jax that shoot, and we need a caster that supports that, but... Where did you see that they were not doing things for Convergence? Because that is news to me.
That's just been
tradition. Like, when they announced it, that it wasn't going to grow. Like, that they weren't going to add more models. That it was, or not at least at the same pace as every other.
Okay. The way you made it sound like it was just definitively nothing new. And I'm like, that is totally news to me.
Yeah, no. That's what I meant.
Okay, yeah. No, I remember... I feel like last year Travis had said that we would see something by the end of the year, and I waited until the end of the year, and I saw nothing other than the Prime Conflux, which doesn't count because the Prime Conflux was in works and everyone knew that everyone was getting a second Colossal. Or
it's not even out yet, is it?
Yeah, it came out Lock and Load last year.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah. I have one.
We're still waiting for production of a couple of them, I think. The Hurricane, I don't think I've actually seen on the table yet.
But it's out.
It's out, yeah.
I think because
it just came out.
Yeah, there are people who have been, like, talking about putting it together and stuff.
I don't believe I've seen the Kador one either, the new one.
Not the Behemoth.
Conquest is their original. I don't even remember what their second one's called, actually.
Yeah. But that one's out, though, because that one people were available. It was available to people at War Machine Weekend.
Okay.
Who is this person? I've never seen this person before.
Yeah, I don't know who it is either. The Victor. That's what it is. Yeah.
I think I would be interested in testing anime that are all force for one. Because one of the things that I hate is when I have to pay two for my anime and then I have fury management issues because I can't do the amount of like attacks I want to do or whatever. And I've always wondered why they have like certain anime that cost more than other anime.
Probably because they think
the caster can cast anime too.
I mean, that's fair.
And some of those anime are infinitely better than others.
I just want to see what it would be like.
It would break the game.
I would want to test it.
Totally break the game.
That's what the CIE is for. Testing it.
Breaking the game. It's like having all of your proxies on the board at once.
Get out of the temple, widgets.
I want to be able to spiny growth for one. Is really.
She thinks that'd be fair.
That's what I'm...
No, ma'am.
That's my...
Keith has got lots of dreams that he'd like to live to.
I would like a new caster. When I get a new caster, you can get spiny growth for one.
Could just make it so that if the beast forces, it's only one, but if it's the caster, it's the current amount.
That's
that could potentially
way
work.
Complex,
but that's
though.
Very complex. Yeah, that's hard to put in a...
It
who
also...
are you, Darthulthari? Tell me who you are.
Did you have something you would like to see in the CID?
Nah, not in particular. I'm kind of up for whatever.
I had to think really hard for that anime thing. Because I'm like, I don't know what I would... I'm not a game developer, so my brain just doesn't look at the game from that perspective, I think. So.
No, I would love to see the Long Gunners taken into the CID.
Since one of Lust's people...
A guy from Mankato. I always
Which guy from Mankato?
You guys have an event coming up super soon that I'm really excited to go to.
Is Lust from Mankato?
No, yeah. He's from...
That's where he is right now, isn't he?
Is it?
I got arrested in Mankato.
I thought he was in Rochester.
I'm so excited that there's a whole meta there because I get to tell
it's
my
Richie.
I got arrested story. Oh, hi, Richie.
I think I've met you at some point. Hi.
Hi, Richie. Everyone say hello.
Hi, Richie.
Yeah, see, Lust is in Mankato.
Yep.
They have an event coming up, though, and I probably should have said something about this because I pulled my phone out of my bra here. It is a master, or not a master's, god damn it.
I want to know what it is.
Fuck me.
Because I'm quitting my job so I can go to more stuff.
I want
to
quit my job. I can't quit my job.
Quitting the job soon.
Love quitting jobs. Quitting jobs is my favorite reason to have a job.
Give me a second here. So they have an event coming up. You'll probably end up typing it out faster than, oh, it'd help if I wasn't on the Lost Aspect Twitter. That would make a difference. Because...
I don't know. I'd like to see the Long Gunners come back as something that's useful again.
The what?
The Long Gunners in Signar. Mm-hmm. It makes me very sad. We have 3 units of them and they're all useless.
The ATC followed me on Twitter.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It's like months out of
The Riverfront Rumble.
Yes, Riverfront Rumble. That's what it is.
When is the Riverfront Rumble?
Thank you.
Please do our announcements for us.
Who's Salamando? We have so many new people on our... I'm so excited. Please introduce yourself.
So we've got... I'm going to find it.
Here, I wonder if I can find it on Facebook.
It's going to be... Where the fuck did it go?
River.
No, you just Google it.
Here it is. No, because it's...
July 22nd, question mark?
Oh, that's quite a ways out then.
That is my daughter's birthday.
We don't even think through June, so you're good.
It's an event in Mankato that is the qualifier for
War Machine Weekend.
War Machine Weekend. Mm-hmm. There we go.
I know whoever you are, Gone Link Dead, that you've been here since the first episode, and I can't remember. I don't know who you are. I like your little bear face, but I cannot remember who you are.
I mean, he looks important. He's got a crown next to his face.
Yes, it's a War Machine, the wild card qualifier. That's what it is.
Yes. Richie knows what's up.
So, well, yeah, I had to, like, dig for it. So that's an event I should have talked about on the announcements. But I think we're... So can we move on to recommendations? It's 5 o'clock already. I'm really excited to talk about this one. I have been... That's why I'm ready to move on to recommendations. I have been watching 13 Reasons Why. Just, like, power watching through it.
Can we talk about it later?
We can talk about it later. So I have 2 episodes left to go. Which means I've, like, blown through 11 episodes. Yep. Yeah. And it's intense. It's definitely, like, geared towards a younger crowd as I'm watching, like, I think so. It's about kids in high school, and I am almost 30.
I think that it's supposed to be for the older people, too, to get an idea of how similar and yet how different high school life is now versus when we were in high school. I think it's just as important for old folk to watch it as it is for young folk to watch it.
Think so. But that's, I will accept that opinion. Either way, I have 2 episodes. I have 2 episodes left to go. And I actually probably will watch them as soon as I get home if I'm not playing Heroes of the Storm.
Heroes of the Storm 2.0.
This fucker is just purposely not telling us who he is.
He is.
Sorry. But yeah, so if you want something, so there was a lot of backlash. People were saying like there were some things in it that were causing some problems for people, and I can maybe understand it a little bit. Kind of.
So I can tell you that it was incredibly triggering to me.
And that's the thing, because it's not for me. And but that's different. Either way, go into it with an understanding that it might not be for you, but
it's pretty dark.
I'm really feeling it right now.
It's a really good show.
Yeah.
And it validated a lot of feelings for me that I thought I had because I was like weird, that now I feel like I'm not so weird, like other people have those same feelings. It validated a lot of shit for me.
I don't want to play any more Heroes, though.
Mm. So speaking of dark stuff, April 30th today, what comes out April 30th? American Gods.
Don't even know what that is.
Can we not talk about that? I am furious that I have to have a Starz subscription. I've gone on this rant before, and I'm sorry if anyone's heard it before.
I'm waiting for it to come out on YouTube. It's going to be there in like 24 hours.
If you want to watch American Gods, you have to have a Starz subscription. Doesn't matter how you have it. If you watch it online, if you watch it on your Roku, if you have an actual cable subscription.
Yep.
If you live outside of the United States, you can get it on Amazon Prime. If you live in the United States...
Oh, I've got a British friend.
If so, you're lucky.
Totally hitting them up.
If you live in the United States, you have to watch it on Starz, not even available on Amazon Prime. Mm. Outside of the United States, if you live on the fucking moon, You can watch it on Amazon Prime.
You could just make a google.co.uk account. a Gmail account.
It's Prime. Yeah, and I already have a Prime. Like, I don't want to pay more money. Can
you link up multiple accounts to
Probably
Prime?
Not.
No, I don't think you can.
I have Prime, too. Mm.
Is that your recommendation? I'm sorry. I, like, stole that from you. I was angry.
Just get a student account. It's like, $30, I think, for 6 months, and then just cancel it. Because it's 6 months. I mean, you can...
I'm probably power done watch then. It all.
Yeah. Or just download it. I'm waiting for the piracy to happen. It's gonna happen.
Speaking of piracy, I'm sorry. I'm, like, so up on the shows on right now. Someone released episodes 1 through 10 of Orange is the New Black.
Shut up.
Illegally released episodes 1 through 10 of Orange is the New Black because Netflix would not pay a ransom. Yeah, true story.
They ran some, like, somebody was kidnapped.
Someone kidnapped the episodes.
Oh, I see.
And was like, Netflix, pay us this money. And then Netflix didn't pay them the money. So you can, I don't know where you can find them. I'm sure, like, on Pirate Bay or something. But you can find episodes 1 through 10 of this season.
I'm a season behind on
Have you watched any of them?
No.
You need to know what happens.
Okay, yeah, I'll stop talking about TV. I don't watch this
much TV.
House
of Cards fell apart. I was really sad about that. House of Cards, its first season was really, really good. And then it just went...
I never watched it.
I didn't either.
No, I'm excited for American Gods, though. I need to reread the book before I watch it. I'm going to wait for the entire series to be out before I watch it, but it's going to be good.
I am currently
The casting is amazing.
I am currently trying to decide whether to watch season one of Dear White People on Netflix... or The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu first, because they both just launched, just came out at the same time.
I want to watch The Handmaid's Tale, but I think I'm going to have a problem with it. It's going to be really rough.
Yeah, I mean...
It's going to be really rough.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm closer. Caught Dear White People or The Handmaid's Tale. Is anyone watching Last Kingdom?
Haven't heard of it.
Have not heard of
it. Not a movie.
I kind of live under a rock, though, so...
I still like to just binge watch episodes of Parks and Rec on loop. Like, that's...
I've had the Venture Brothers up on loop lately.
And then I really, like, fall back on when I want to watch something over.
Or Law & Order SVU. I've seen every episode of that, like...
I think still broadcasts on TV, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still got new episodes.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's in its 17th season.
Holy shit.
And the episodes are still really, really, really good.
Huh.
And I own seasons 1 through 15.
I just assumed it was long over.
And love, love, love it. There are times when it starts playing the intro, the little intro scene, and I can guess I know which episode it is in, like, the first 10 seconds. And I'm like, ooh, this is the one with the dead guy in the park. Let me go get some popcorn. I love this episode. Nobody's watching Last Kingdom. Jim.
Sorry.
Jim, is that Goth?
No.
That's a
different name. His is Arctic Circle.
No. What?
Yeah. I don't know who that Jim is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jim Goff is Arctic Circle. This is a different Jim. This is Jim.
Jim.
Jim. Okay. His name's probably like Bill.
I think we've just like sidetracked the recommendations.
I don't really have one.
No?
Not really have a recommendation right now.
You're not recommending things.
I already recommended.
Oh, American Gods. You can't recommend something you haven't watched
yet. Yes, I can. I just did.
All right. You're going to, like, is this the dramatic shout for Andy time?
Andy!
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye, everybody.